Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Now, you tell me you're taking off the livestock hat today and replacing it with...
a horticulture cap.
Ooh, do tell.
Yeah, well, we haven't had a horticulture agent for a couple of months, and I thought, you know, now's the time to maybe hit a couple horticulture-type questions. So... today we're going to talk about planting a tree, and fall is a great time to plant a tree. I have people ask me all the time, well, why is fall so great? You know, well, because they say, you know, well, the leaves fall off, and, you know, how can that tree grow at that point? Well, it's true the leaves do fall off, but if we water that tree as needed, the roots of that tree will continue to grow and spread until the soil freezes. So that actually gives us a 2 to 3 month advantage over a spring planted tree. Okay, so some things we need to think about to have a successful planting. We need to minimize our losses due to poor selection, improper planting, or incorrect care. So here are some things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about those things. We're going to talk about selection. Selecting the right plant for your location is very important to the long-term success of that planting. Think about your site. Are there sidewalks? Are there overhead lines? Where are my lateral lines? Do I have any underground electrical lines, water lines, those kind of things we need to stay away from? Another thing you might think about is what form or shape of tree are you looking for? You know, trees come in all different kinds of shapes. There's round shapes, oval, weeping. There's vase-shaped trees. So there's lots of different things to think about as far as that goes too. And some other questions you might want to consider is, will this tree grow in my hardiness zone? You know, is color, fall color, important to me? You know, do I want to pick a tree that has good fall color? Knowing this is very important, okay? And so one place that we can go and get a lot of this good information is the Kansas Forest Service. So if we go to kansasforests.org, then click on resources and click again on trees or shrubs of Northeast Kansas, they have it broken down into small, medium, and large trees. They give us varieties of different kinds of trees that we're looking for. They talk about tolerance to pest and to alkali soils. In the description, it also tells whether the tree has desirable flowers, whether it has showy or useful fruit. It talks about fall foliage, and it also talks about whether the tree has ornamental bark or not. So it's a really good source. That's a good place to go. Another thing to think about, so we've got selection kind of out of the way, we need to think about soils. Soils make a huge difference in the growth rate of a tree. Think of about a tree that's planted down along the creek versus one that's up on a rocky hilltop. That soil depth, that added moisture that creek down by the tree down by the creek has is much better for growing a tree. However, we can't do much about the soil depth that we have, in our yards. So we need to make sure that everything else is right. So we need to do a soil test. And a soil test will help us determine the right tree for the right area. So let's just use this as an example. Let's say we want to plant a large shade tree, and we've kind of decided on planting a pin oak. That's a big tree, a great shade producer. So we go out, we don't do a soil sample, and we plant this tree. If it comes back, if we do soil sample and we determine, oh gosh, it's got a high soil pH, that oak tree's not going to do well. That pin oak tree's not going to do well because it'll show iron chlorosis signs. So all of a sudden, we have we planted a tree that's not a good tree for that location. Perhaps a better tree for that same location would be a Schumert oak. They tolerate high soil pHs. They don't have iron chlorosis, and so it's a much better fit for that tree than it would have been for a pin oak. So pH plays an important role in nutrient availability. Most nutrients are more readily available to plants when that pH is in a range of 6 to 7. So we want to. That's kind of where we want to be for most tree plantings. Okay. The third thing we want to talk about is planting. We want to make sure we dig our holes 2 to 3 times wider than the root ball and just as deep as the root ball. And we want to make sure that we never plant a tree too deep. We always want to see the flare roots of this tree. So what I like to do to help me not plant it too deep is in the center of that hole, I try to mound a little bit of soil so I can set that root ball on top of it. Once you put that root, that tree in the hole, then we're going to fill it up. We're going to fill it back with the same soil that came out of the hole. We break up those any clods. When we get it about half full, we need to water that hole. That will help that soil settle in around those roots. Then, as of course, then we fill the hole up and we get it up to about the top of the root ball. If we have soil that's left over, which oftentimes we will, we need to make a ring around that tree that's about 3 to 4 inches tall, not very far away from the where you actually planted it. And that will help catch moisture, hold moisture. If we have to water the tree, we can pour the water into that. That'll help hold that water in there so it's goes into those roots. Another thing that we need to think about is watering. And proper watering throughout the first year often means the difference between whether the planting is a success or a failure. Okay, so if you plant a tree this fall, let's water it until the soil freezes up. Keep it moist, okay? Then in the middle of the winter time, if we have a time when the soil's not frozen, maybe it's in January or February, you know, sometimes we have those warm spells. If the ground's not frozen, and a little bit on the dry side, let's give it a little moisture then, as well as then continue to water it in the spring as needed. So there are a lot of things to consider when you're planting a tree, and there's a couple others that we could talk about. We don't have time today, but like mulching and staking and pruning your trees, those are all really, really important. So, you know, if you have questions about today's topic or need more information, call Ryan down at Garnett. No, you can give me a call at 785-828-4438. Thank you.
Outstanding. Thank you, Rod. Lots of good advice there. And having just planted a couple of fruit trees myself, now I know I can keep watering them, and we might actually see something in the springtime then.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
All right. And speaking of seeing things, we will see you next time.
You bet.
Coming up Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.